guys ready for what could be your toughest conditions of the year, and how do you get ready for it?
Well, I don't worry about the conditions as much as, I mean, as the players you're playing against, because, you know, they have the same conditions we have, and obviously if anybody were to have an advantage, I don't know that anyone does, we've been outside, they've been inside. So, I think the challenge is not the weather. The challenge is obviously the those guys, as it is every week. I mean,
how tough is it to do what Justin's done this season, breaking into the league as a rookie and to have the season right off the bat that he's kind of had?
Well, once again, I think I've said this before. I mean, still he's still got to become more and more consistent, which he will. And I think that's the great thing. I mean, he's been able to do some really, really good things and being a rookie. But I think if you look around at those Gunners and some of the things we've done with our coverage, it's really helped him. And he's come through when he's had to come through. And I'm proud of him. I mean, he really has. He's, I think being around Mason and Brett, that's helped him a lot because of work ethic and understanding, what the kind of conditions, once again, that he's going to get in. He's had some rough spells, and I think probably, not say rough spells, but I mean, he's had some things that Brett and Mason have been able to kind of smooth that over for him. I'm proud of him, but he'll continue. I guess the great thing is he's going to continue to get better.
Seen him 14 games now, continue to get better. What kind of punter do you think he can be in this league?
Well, hopefully he'd be one for punts for a long, long time. But with the kind of numbers that he's had, and once again, this is a big test Sunday or Saturday night because of the conditions. And I think that's probably when you look at, I think Tim said it a couple of years ago, 40-something yard net. When you punt in these kind of conditions, a lot of times the weather, the ball's not going to travel as far, and so you don't get the net that you want to have. The one thing that probably besides him because we've played some pretty good returners and some guys that we still got two really good ones to go, so our coverage unit has got to continue to do their part as well.
You mentioned the challenge of the weather, a pretty big challenge with the returner too, isn't it, this week?
No question. Sure, he's done it for a long time. He I don't know how many he's taken back in his career for touchdowns, and they're very, very similar to what they try to do as last week. So that's a plus. But when the conditions are like they are, it's a little bit harder to place the ball and so forth. So we've got to protect and we got to get out and cover.
Guys, you want to kind of take a look at in different positions or different type players?
Me?
This game? Yeah,
I've been playing rookies all year. I don't want to change anything. I'm fine. I mean, now they're starting to get a little experience, and hopefully we'll continue to improve. It's too hard a game to just take a guy and put him in another position or somewhere else. I mean, we've done a lot of that, and not because we wanted to necessarily, but because of, what's happened, injuries and so forth. But I think that's why we've begun to the last few weeks have some good things happen to us. And just as, you want your teams to get better and better, but they got to continue to get better.
Hey, Ron, you've coached a long time at different levels. This is such a foreign concept to all of us around here to have two games with no playoff berth on the line. I'm just wondering, do you find anything out about guys during times like this in terms of how they play or how they prepare and kind of their approach?
Well, I think, and that's why it's important the type of person that you have, because one thing about football teaches you about life. And I've said that, since I was coaching in high school. It teaches you more about life than anything. And you're going to get knocked down. And, yeah, when you reflect on what the Green Bay Packers have done, there's only one other team in the National Football League that's done what the Packers have done. And so that doesn't make it any easier, or that doesn't make it any easier to swallow. But still, there's some things that have happened that are really, kind of impressive. Now you don't see that right now. Hopefully in the off season, when you go back and you evaluate things that you'll say, you'll see how close we really are. And I think that's the one thing about the National Football League is everybody is close. This is a time where, to me, I mean, I'm looking forward to, continue to improve and get better and to next year.